Welcome to Come and See, your podcast for finding truth in a world of chaos. Brought to you by Living Waters Abide Ministries. With host and founder, Richard Case, and co-host and retreat leader, Kathy Riccone. Join us every weekday at this time to discuss news, spend time in the Word, and receive answers to your personal questions about living life in God's truth. And now your host, Richard Case.
Well, good morning, Kathy. Here we are.
Good morning.
We've passed St. Patrick's Day now, and we're into the rest of March. So it's kind of fun. There's a lot of things happen in March with kids and breaks and spring breaks and all this kind of stuff. So it will be fun with our grandsons. We're actually
traveling for their spring break this year?
They're deciding what to do with that. Yeah, they'll travel. Are they going to come home, go skiing? Do they want to go to someplace warm? You know, that kind of stuff.
Right. So, Will you try to piggyback on that trip?
Oh, yeah. Well, absolutely.
Oh, good.
Yeah. Nothing funner than just to be together and enjoy what they're doing. So that's a privilege for us. And we do, we build our calendar around that.
That's part of the joy of being a grandparent, right?
Yeah. And as we, partly this is why you and I tape things a little bit early, because there are important elements of our life that we calendar. We have a course called Christ's Clutter in the Calendar, is projecting important things out, which means you do those, give priority to that, and therefore you got to take a break from what you're normally doing. And therefore, is there a different way to do it? And you and I can tape things ahead of time, so we do. So it's part of the beauty of finding our margin and our sweet spot in life. Is how does our calendar look?
Right.
And where are our priorities? I know that, that you and Dan do the same thing up with your kids and your own holidays and trips to your mom. And, all these things are important to you, and you plan it out.
Right. And life is dynamic. So the way we do it one year is not going to be the way we do it the next year, right?
That's for sure.
There are different priorities, different things that God is calling and inviting us into, for sure.
You can't say, I always do.
Right.
That it's very dynamic, and okay, now what do we do this quarter, this year, this differently? But what Linda and I do, and we know this is part of God's will, is make sure you stay in your sweet spot. Things that are important to you. I've said, keep focused on enjoying your marriage, your kids, your grandkids. You've got your ministry, you got some business things, and I've got to sort all that out.
Right.
Out of things, and don't deny or don't reject the things that are important to you. Because we can get busy and move into working for God.
Right.
And we forget that we're supposed to walk with God. And he wants us to have an enjoyable life, which is margin and important things.
And everything comes out of the overflow of being with him. Right.
Yeah. And the clarity of that as well. So that, again, in the Christian church, there's almost a false teaching of thought is the more that I do for God, the more he's happy with me. And he says, actually, that's not true.
Right,
he says,
right.
I'm happy with you when you're letting me give you the covenant and the margin of life and the beauty of life and the joy of life, which is why you and I, to people that we work with, we ask a simple question. Are you enjoying life?
Right.
And it can be, how are you enjoying life? How's it going? That kind of stuff.
Right.
And if the answer is no, or not really, or here's an issue, it's like, well, then by definition, something's wrong. Now, if it's like, well, because I have an adversity and I'm really worried about it, it's okay. Okay. It's not that the adversity is the problem.
Right.
It's that we're not letting God resolve that adversity. And so let me help you walk with that. So it's always about the beautiful life of God, not absent of trouble, not absent of adversity, not absent of difficulty. But it's how do we walk through that together and keep our sweetness of life? And that's very dynamic. So things are going to change, and we have to keep processing that, which is about resolution of issues and calendar. How do we spend our days? How do we spend our weeks and our times together? We have a leader that we just talked to, and he was working. They had gotten married, and he was working evenings for his job. So she's working during the day. He's working evenings. So then I spend a lot of time.
Wow. Yeah, that's hard.
So it's, well, let's seek God's will.
Mm-hmm.
I said, first of all, is that, do you feel like that's a long-term scenario?
Mm-hmm.
No, it's got to change. Either he's got to change your shift, or you got to get a new job.
Right.
Okay, let's pray. Father, what do you got to say about that?
Mm-hmm.
Changes his shift. And now they're both on the same schedule.
That's great.
You know, how cool is that? You know, and it's always about, okay, what's true? Then Father, one of these two things, I'm not going to decide what to do, but show me.
Right.
And either they change the shift. If they don't change the shift, then I got to go do something different.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. You're right, son. How about if I change the shift? Okay. And they
sounds
just
good.
Changed it. He didn't say, I got to. They just changed it.
Mm-hmm.
Because God said, do you see what I'm up to? You know, and mm-hmm. And it's very dynamic. It's beautiful to let God guide you and lead you into their sweet spot. Okay, now they got to that point.
Right.
We helped them. Now that they got there, what's their question? How do you want us to live this out?
Right.
Let's start processing that. God's got a unique will for you about things that are important to you and how you operate together and how you do things and what now. And that's why God's will isn't like, okay, great. The shift changed. Excellent. We're done. No.
We're done. See you later. Let me know when you have another problem.
Yeah, you're just at another point, what I call a milestone along the path of now that that's been settled, now what? See?
Mm-hmm.
And it's an ongoing process. It doesn't stop. It's not like solve this problem and I'll see you later. Okay, I'm here. Thank you. Now what? You know, and that's mm-hmm. how it goes. So last time we talked about counselors. So just read Proverbs 11:14. We had other verses, but it really makes the point. Proverbs 11:14.
Where there is no counsel, the people fall. But in the multitude of counselors, there is safety.
Yeah. So he said, bring in help.
Mm-hmm.
Circle yourself with help. And by the way, we talked last time about a godly counselor.
Mm-hmm.
And a godly counselor isn't one that tells you what to do in the flesh. It's rather, let me walk with you and invite those people around you. And you learn it so you can be a godly counselor to somebody else and then invite other people. Now, by the way, and we are more than happy to do this for you, is if you right now have an issue that you need help on
mm-hmm.
And you don't have a godly counselor at the moment, email us.
Yeah,
absolutely. At questions@abideministry.com. And we will either ourselves or we have people in our ministry that can, mm-hmm. that can
reach out. Yeah.
But we would be willing, more than happy, to serve as your godly counselor and one of the things will be, how do you develop other godly counselors around
mm-hmm.
you? But don't get stuck and say, well, I don't have one. Mm-hmm. We're willing to help with that.
Right.
So take advantage of that. The other counselor that we talked about, godly counselor, is what I call a technical expert
mm-hmm.
on something that now is technical, that it's not about a godly counselor. We just need good information.
Right.
And a specific thing that none of us know, but we need somebody that does know this through experience to be able to say,
mm-hmm.
Let me help you with this. Now, let me talk about the qualities of it. There's two kind of big qualities to it. I need somebody that knows what they're talking about
mm-hmm.
and experientially has already learned this or has the expertise for it.
Right.
What I don't want is somebody to say, let me find out, because that's not going to help me.
Right.
I need somebody.
You could do that with a good Google search, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Let me. I need somebody that actually knows this. And then two is that they're neutral, which means I probably am going to pay them
mm-hmm.
to do this thing. And they don't really care about the outcome because I just need the information.
Right.
From them.
They don't have a vested interest in it.
And I don't have a vested interest in persuading you.
Right.
To do one way or the other. I just am, because of my expertise, you're paying me for my expertise. I'm giving you my expertise and I don't even care what you do with it.
Mm-hmm.
Or I'm not trying to persuade you one way or the other. I'm just going to tell you the truth. So let me give you an example. You know, Lynn and I, you know, we tell the story about selling our condo in Chicago and then we wind up buying a house here in Colorado to rent it, which we do. And we have an opportunity to sell that and then go do another place. So we were looking at that and we find this house that is in foreclosure.
Mm-hmm.
So it's owned by the bank. Now the bank is willing to sell it pretty cheap because mm-hmm. all they want to do is get their loan taken care of.
Right.
And so it's in foreclosure. And so we have a broker, and, you know, we start looking, and we go do a process of investigation of the house. When we walk through the house, we see there's a big crack in the foundation.
Mm, right.
And we observe it. Now, we don't know what that means, but we know it's not good. So, or it could be really bad. Before we work toward buying this house, we got to know something. Mm-hmm. It's not like, you know, okay, God, we trust you. So even after we build, we buy the house, you'll take care of it. He says, well, why don't you go find out the truth first? Because there's two things. One, it could cost you a lot of money that you don't have.
Right.
Number two is it could take you a lot of time that you really don't have. That's really more important than the money. So let's go find out. Okay, so let's go get a counselor, and we need a technical counselor. And what we need is, and we talked about this, what we don't need is a concrete vendor whose motivation
is to sell you something.
Is to sell us the work.
Right.
Because he's not neutral.
Right.
So I'm not going to go there. I need an engineer who can just get paid. They're not going to get any residual work from it. It's just I get paid because I'm an engineer. You pay me by the hour. I'll do the work and I'll tell you the answer. Okay. That's a neutral technical guy. Okay. So we're going to go find this. So we go in and we talk to some engineers. We've got a foundation with a crack. You know, how are you going to resolve this in terms of giving us the information? If a guy person said, well, I've really never done that, but I'll go find out. The answer is no.
Right.
You're not the guy I need. I need an expert. By the way, I'm not even looking for a believer at this point.
I'm just looking with
the very, very best who's neutral. That's, you know, reasonable cost. So, you know, got one, you know, we talked a few and then one guy says, ah, I haven't done that before. Okay. You're not it. Another guy says, yeah, I've done that. Yeah, sure. Here's what I would do. I got to go blah, blah, blah. In 2 days, I can tell you exactly what, is it a structural issue or is it a cosmetic issue? He said, I'll tell you the answer and I'll know the answer and the answer will be accurate. And it'll cost you, you know, $600.
Right.
Great. Hire him. Go. And now see what we're looking for is what? The information.
Right.
Because it'll determine, keep going or you know what? Don't do this house. And that's what we want to know. And God says, I use truth to show you things. If you have a heart to hear and you need a technical advisor here, so we do, and we, you know, pay the guy and he does his work and he comes back and he says, hey, this is actually just cosmetic.
Right.
It's not a structural issue. The foundation is actually fine. You just need to cosmetically, you know, seal up that crack. Great. How much will that cost? $1,000. Great. Go hire a contractor to go do that. And we can keep going with the house. See, if you had to come back and said, yeah, this is structural and it's going to take you $50,000 and 3 months to do it. God would have said, well, that's not because that's, I'm telling you, that's not the house I want you to do. Why? Because you used a counselor that was technical that you needed expertise on, a neutral person, you know, to receive what you have to say. Okay, great. So as you look at bringing in counselors, it's, I want a godly counselor to walk with me. If I need a technical counselor, because it's tricky or it's technical, like a law thing or accounting thing or a construction thing or something else, go get the very best.
Right.
Pay them, get the answer, and then trust the answer. And I'll guide you as to what that means. In this case, yes, no problem. It could have been a major problem. Yeah, don't do this house. Now, think about our review of it would be what? We wanted to know what? God's will.
Right.
Who's best and then better. And the answer is going to say, it's my will to keep going or it's my will to don't do this deal. Right. And we were perfect. Think how beautiful this is. We want to know. And it wasn't like, oh, we got to make it work because it's a good house.
Right. It's not trying to manipulate the truth. It's finding the truth.
Finding the truth, which would dictate God's answer. See? And so it's beautiful. Okay. Now, he says, as you're processing this, he says, I give you a beautiful truth about this. So go to Malachi 3, 16 to 18, which is one thing we discovered actually during a retreat when we were in France with our leaders. We actually discovered this, and it's such a beautiful truth. Malachi 3, 16 to 18.
It's one of my favorite passages. Then those who feared the Lord spoke to one another, and the Lord listened and heard them. So a book of remembrance was written before him for those who fear the Lord and who meditate on his name. They shall be mine, says the Lord of hosts, on the day that I make them my jewels, and I will spare them, as a man spares his own son who serves him. Then you shall again discern between the righteous and the wicked, between the one who serves God and the one who does not serve him.
Yeah, you have discernment, which is what you need. He says how? Talk to each other about it. What do you think, feel, and believe? What are you understanding? What are you hearing? What do you see? Talk about it. He said, while you're talking, what is he doing?
He's actually listening.
Yeah, he said, I am listening, listening, hearing, and answering. And so we discovered, and this was a cool revelation, is our talking through it was actually prayer.
Right. And because the key there, talking with those who feared the Lord, who were also seeking God and surrendered to him, right? So it's who that community is too, matters.
Yeah, yeah. So you're using your godly counselor and talking it through and responding to what you're hearing is God's giving wisdom, insight, direction into the process so that you can discern his answer, see?
Right.
And so it's not about going off and praying. And we're gonna keep praying Psalm 143. And yes, that's important. But he said, in the process, I need you guys to talk about it. And as you're talking about it, I'll give you wisdom. So like, for example, I gave you that situation of that guy who was saying, something's off, but I don't know what. Okay, well, write it out and then let's talk about it.
Right.
And as he writes it out and we talk about it, see, God is giving insight and wisdom. Hey, do you see what's going on here? Yes. Move this way. Okay. And by the way, it's not just me. That guy's hearing it too. He's seeing it too.
Right. Right.
And it's like, oh, okay. All right. Wow. Yeah. Let's go further. Yeah. Let's go further. And now we're in the place of God saying, okay, here's the direction I want you to abide in to get healed. We're still in that same place.
Right.
I got to get him to process, but we'll get together and talk through it. What are you seeing? What's happening? Are you receiving it? Where are you stuck with this? The more we talk, the clearer God's will becomes.
Yeah.
It's kind of cool.
It's funny. To me, this goes hand in hand with the verse, you know, where two or more gathered in my name, I'm there in their midst. Yep. And that is this picture of God being right there in the middle of believers, having these conversations surrendered to him and leading and guiding the conversation, right?
Right. And it's a beautiful opportunity that he says, as you talk through things, you do it with honor, respect, you do it with openness, authenticity, don't bring judgment. And he basically says, don't just jump to solution.
Right.
Because then I want and you want, now you're trying to persuade each other. He said, well, why don't you just talk it through? I'll show you what to do next. And then it'll be a step-by-step process. So that, again, we urge you to have people around you and start practicing. If you just talk it through, and what do we think, feel, and believe about this? What do we see about this? What is God saying about this? You'll start to realize, oh, look at this great insight that just came. And it's, oh my goodness, look at this, you know, and that's how God leads you down the path, particularly about, well, just what happened, what did you find out, and what do you got to go discover? And this is the cool thing about it all is that it's a joy.
Right.
To do that with your spouse. It's a joy, you know, when Linda and I and Dan and you work on each other's stuff.
Right. It's a joy. It's honestly very freeing too, to have the gift of other counselors who are seeking God. And because you can in isolation get off on the wrong path. You can begin to see things through a filter and not clearly and not ask all the questions you need to be asking. And so that other counselors who will go to neutral and seek God's will with you together is a beautiful gift.
Yeah. And think about it. You made a statement. Why is that a joy?
Because it's walking you into God's will. And that's where you want to be. And you're seeing God, hearing God. You're with God. You're being with him. That's always a joy. And his presence is the fullness of joy, right?
Yeah. And see, he built it so that as you do that in fellowship, well, first of all, there's a joy between just us. Because we're not condemning. We're not trying to figure it out. We're walking together, and there's this bringing us into the the life of God, mm-hmm. that the kingdom is righteousness, peace, and joy.
Right.
And we get to experience joy together and a sweetness together, which is why, man, we're headed down to Key West here for a leader retreat. One of the big things is we're just so excited just to be together.
Just to be together. Yeah, absolutely.
There's a joy to that. And walking together, how fun will that be? And mm-hmm. then we get the joy of seeing God at work, guiding us into his will, which is best and none better. And mm-hmm. we see the resolution. We bear witness to the supernatural and we get to experience it. And, right. and when the supernatural happens for you and we're walking with you, we get to experience it.
Right, right. And it builds everyone's faith, right?
Yeah. And see, there's no jealousy. It's like, well, he did it for you. He didn't do it for me. It's like, hey, how cool is that? Mm-hmm. And I'll get to experience that too, you know, and we get to see it. So Heavenly Father, we thank you that you'd show us that be willing to have counselors around us, godly counselors, technical advisors that are neutral. And then as we do that, start processing, talking it through, discussing, opening it up, not trying to solve it, but rather you're listening. You're gonna communicate back to us insight, wisdom, clips, steps, resolution. Answers will come and we'll start to see it. But there's a joy to that. And you actually open it up to say, don't try to do it yourself and don't just go in a corner, but rather start to process together and receive the beauty of that relationship. And we thank you in Christ's name. Amen.
Amen. Well, thank you so much for sharing, Rich. And thank you to our listeners for joining us today. If you have questions from today's broadcast or questions, like Rich said, that you are seeking God's will on and you do need some godly counselors to come alongside you, absolutely send them in to us at questions@abideministries.com. We'd love to talk to you or talk about it and look forward to seeing you next time.
Yep. We'll see you then.
Thanks.
Thank you for joining us for today's episode of Come and See, your podcast for truth in a world of chaos. Brought to you by Living Waters Abide Ministries. Send us your questions and comments and tune in tomorrow for more answers to your personal questions about living life in God's truth. Remember, God's will is best and none better. His truth brings peace in this world of chaos.